Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the left fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Stevenson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ralph Terry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ralph Terry. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting second, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jose Pagan. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tommy Sisk. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Tommy Sisk. And now, play ball. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into center field. Alou picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alou. Luplow moves to third. Hunt moves to second. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luplow scores. Hunt scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliott moves to third. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. Elliott scores. One out. It's 3-0, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. Cranepool moves to second. Two outs. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Stevenson scoops up the ball and tags Alou for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan juggles the ball. That's an error on Pagan. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry strikes out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bressuit moves to third. Al McBean now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to home to get Bressuit. Luplow moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Elliott hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pagliarani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Luplow. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stargell moves to third. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stargell scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Mets. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Jim Pagliarani. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder now catching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyer moves to third. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boyer scores. Jones moves to third. It's 4-1, Mets. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael misplays the ball. That's an error on Michael. Jones scores. Stevenson moves to second. It's 5-1, Mets. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry bunts towards third. Pagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevenson moves to third. Bressuit moves to second. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Al McBean. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Luplow. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Alou moves to third. It's 5-2, Mets. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Mazeroski moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Don Cardwell now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Boyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 1 in the game. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevenson for the out. Jones moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bressoud is walked intentionally. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Don Cardwell. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. one out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards first. Crane Pool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Mickelson now pitching. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mickelson fires to first and picks off Hunt. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Elliott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Murphy now playing center field. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clemente hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Elliott. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clemente moves to third. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clemente scores. It's 5-3, Mets. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clendenon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pagan moves to second. Rob Gardner now pitching. Andre Rogers pinch hits for Jesse Gonder. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pagan scores. Clendenon moves to second. It's 5-4, Mets. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Stevenson for a passed ball. Clendenon moves to third. Rogers moves to second. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 2 in the game. Michael strikes out. Two outs. Jerry May pinch hits for Pete Mickelson. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 4. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry May now catching. Andre Rogers now playing third base. Jose Pagan now playing shortstop. Billy O'Dell now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Billy Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman pinch hits for John Stevenson. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing left field. Jerry Grote now catching. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski strikes out. 1 out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 4. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bressuit is called out on strikes. 1 out. Rob Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mazeroski scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pagan moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a pop-up towards first. Crane Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Mota pinch hits for Billy Odell. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 4. The Mets will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hunt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote strikes out. 1 out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Boyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground for an out. Boyer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski bunts towards the mound. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to second. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou scores. It's Mets, 5, Pirates, 5. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Stargell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.